Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Sad story yesterday. C.M. Newton, who was the coach of the Vanderbilt Commodores basketball program for a long time, also coached at Alabama, was the AD at Kentucky that led them through a tough time and back into the national prominence, winning a national title 7 years after taking over. Passed away yesterday. Thought we'd call Chris Lowe and get a little perspective on what C.M. Newton meant, not only, Chris, to Alabama and Vanderbilt and Kentucky, but also to the SEC.
Well, Brett, thanks for the opportunity to join you guys today. I mean, within a month now, 3 weeks, we've lost two people who have permanently put their imprint on the SEC. Mike Sly, the former commissioner of the SEC, and most recently C.M. Newton. It's hard for me to think about anybody, certainly from a basketball perspective, who is more intertwined with Southern basketball, SEC basketball, and really when you think about his stint with USA basketball and him being one of the architects of the Dream Team, the original Dream Team in 1992, I mean, C.M. Newton's handprints are everywhere. And think of the people he crossed paths with during his career. He played for Adolph Rupp at Kentucky, okay, back in the 50s. He worked for then Alabama AD Bear Bryant when he was the basketball coach at Alabama. At Kentucky, he took over, as you mentioned, Brent, at a time when their program was in shambles, NCAA sanctions. He hired Rick Pitino, getting them back to the national elite, you know, to the big stage, national elite. And I think most importantly to C.M. Newton, he hired Tubby Smith, the first black head basketball coach at Kentucky, which was always a big part of – which is a big part of his legacy. I mean, he also brought in at Alabama the first scholarship athlete, black athlete at Alabama. So, you know, he's been a guy, he's been a pioneer. He's been a guy that's done it at several different schools. I love some of those teams at Vanderbilt when he was a coach there. You know, the Barry Goheen years, Phil Cox. You go on and on, Purdue, Barry Booker there. So many great players and some really good basketball teams. But I think more over and above everything else, C.M. was such a stately gentleman, you know, and one of these guys, much like Mike Slive, that was very powerful and did so many things that shaped the sport and shaped college athletics, but he treated everybody with respect and everybody the same way. And we've lost two outstanding people here in the last month that again, made huge impacts in the SEC, Mike Slive and most recently C.M. I remember hearing this years ago, you know, when he went to Alabama to be head basketball coach. That was at a time when, just a few years after the school university was integrated. And I think one of the first things he asked Bear Bryant was, hey, will I have any recruiting restrictions? Are there going to be any restrictions on who I can bring to Alabama? You know, Bear Bryant knew exactly what he was asking. He was asking, could he recruit black players? And Bryant told him, listen, as long as they can do the work academically, as long as they can get in school, you can bring in whoever you want to. Of course, the rest is history. But that was a big reason, and I think that's one of the things that CM wanted to do when he went to Alabama, was to be able to bring black athletes to Alabama and open those doors to everybody.
He's one of those guys, Chris. I mean, you've said a handful of things. It's sort of like Mike Slive, who you also mentioned. There are so many things, and their life stories are so rich and so complex. It would kind of be hard to put your finger on, okay, what's the best thing this guy did? What's the most noteworthy? What's the most important thing that this guy did? Because he did so many different things, and he crossed paths with so many people. It's really hard to put your finger even on, you know, what would you even call his legacy? He did so many things.
Well, I think he opened doors for people, you know, and he broadened everyone's horizons and made the sport better because he gave everybody opportunities. I told you what Mike told me when I sat down with Mike when he retired as SEC commissioner. you know, we talked about the playoff. We talked about the seven straight national championships by SEC teams. But far and away, the thing he was most proud of was the fact that on his watch, the first black head football coach in the SEC, Sylvester Caroon, was hired. And CM was much the same way. You know, he was, as I said, brought in the first scholarship athlete at Alabama, first scholarship black athlete at Alabama, hired the first black head basketball coach at Kentucky in Tubby Smith. So my way of looking at it is, yes, he was an outstanding coach. I mean, he's in several Hall of Fames. His handprints are all over, without question, the greatest basketball team ever assembled, the 92 Dream Team. But I think that it's the doors that he opened and the way he made the sport better because of that. I think, to me, that's his legacy.
Chris, we appreciate you hopping on to add to some perspective here. CM Newton will be missed for sure.
You bet, guys. Always a pleasure.